This is Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. Today I'll be reading articles on how to avoid fraud and scams when considering charitable donations. Donating to a charity or charities to help those in need is an admirable tradition practiced by many, but it is important to know that your donations are going to the right people or places and not to a scammer. Our articles come from AARP, the Federal Trade Commission, and the FBI. Our first article discusses how you might go about making sure, in general, that your donation is going to the people in need. It comes from AARP. How to spot charity fraud. Make sure your money is getting to the people in need and not an illegitimate outfit. By Deidre Van Dyke, updated August 15, 2024 in AARP. Originally published December 3, 2018. Individual Americans contributed a record $374.4 billion to charity in 2023, according to the Giving USA Foundation's annual report on U.S. philanthropy. This generosity supports many amazing organizations that put those billions to work for healthcare, education, environmental protection, the arts, and many other causes. Unfortunately, it also opens a door for scammers. Giving is very often an emotional decision, not necessarily a logical one, says Bennett Weiner, executive president and COO of the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance, a charity monitoring organization. People want to respond to the issues they care about or that they hear about on the news. And scammers capitalize on donors' goodwill to line their pockets. The vast majority of nonprofit organizations that are raising funds are doing so ethically and by the book. I do think that there are unfortunately times when unscrupulous people exploit the trust and generosity of others, explains Laura McDonald, founder of the Benefactor Group, which advises charities on fundraising practices. But it's possible to ensure your donations go to organizations that are genuinely serving others, not helping themselves, by learning how to recognize how scammers operate and taking a few precautions before handing over your check. How charity scams work. Scammers appeal to your emotions with heart-rending stories, then keep the bulk of the cash themselves. Like genuine nonprofits, they reach you via telemarketing, direct mail, email, and door-to-door solicitations. They might make appeals on social media and create well-designed websites with deceptive names. Here are a few common tactics scammers use. Capitalize on disasters and humanitarian efforts. Photos of people trying to rebuild their lives after a natural disaster or in an area of conflict can make us open our hearts and wallets. When these events are in the news, questionable operators know that the iron is hot, Weiner says. People are likely to give unquestioningly and may give to the first request they get. Mimic a genuine charity's name. Scammers often imitate the names of familiar, trusted organizations to deceive donors. Some of the questionable operators are counting on the fact that you're not going to look further to see if it's the one you're thinking of, and you're just going to give, Weiner says. Pretend you have given before. Scammers often exploit those with cognitive issues who might not recall their giving history. They will call people, and they'll imply that they've already made a pledge in the past, and that they're just calling to follow up on where their donation is, says Lori Styron, CEO of Charity Watch, an independent charity monitoring organization. Use online crowdfunding. You may get a plea on social media to help someone who has a devastating illness such as cancer or who has lost their home due to a fire. Anyone could set up an account on a crowdfunding site and post a fake story and photos. They can have that campaign set up and then be gone in the blink of an eye, Styron says. Signs of a charity scam. Here are a few red flags that indicate the charity reaching out to you may not be above board. Pressure to give immediately. A legitimate charity will welcome your donation whenever you choose to make it. A thank you for a donation you don't recall making. Making you think you've already given to a cause is a common tactic used by unscrupulous fundraisers. Charity scams. A request for payment by cash, gift card, or wire transfer. These are scammers' favorite payment methods because the money is easy to access and difficult to trace. How to make sure that you're giving to a genuine charity. Be proactive. Instead of waiting until a charity asks you, think about the causes you care about, such as veterans, and do your research when you have time to devote to it, Styron suggests. That way, when somebody calls, you can say, "Thank you, I appreciate what you do, but I have a group of charities that I already give to," she adds. Examine its website. Look through the charity's website for specifics about its programs, finances, governance oversight, and impact. This should be clearly laid out. You shouldn't have to be a Sherlock Holmes to figure out what the organization is actually funding, Weiner says. Consider who runs the charity. I look at the board and the staff and looked at their LinkedIn profiles to make sure they have expertise in the area, McDonald says. Check watchdog sites. Sites such as Charity Navigator, Charity Watch, and the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance monitor and evaluate organizations. Check state licensing. Contact your state's charity regulator to verify that an organization is registered to raise money in your area. Avoid giving through third parties. A third party can be legitimate, but will take a cut. The best way to make sure that a charity gets your gift is to go to its website and donate there. Use a credit card. Not only can you check your statement to ensure that the payment went to the charity, but you can challenge a charge if you later find that you were scammed, Styron says. Don't share personal and financial information, such as your Social Security number, date of birth, bank account number, to anyone soliciting a donation. Scammers use that data to steal money and identities. If you're making a gift over the phone, a credit card number is all they need, Weiner says. If you want a receipt for your taxes, all they need is your email. Keep records and watch your accounts. Keep a record of your donations and regularly review your credit card account to make sure you weren't charged more than you agreed to give or unknowingly signed up for a recurring donation. Don't click on links in unsolicited email, texts, or fundraising messages on social media platforms. They can unleash malware. Where to report problems? Contact your credit card company or bank and let them know about the incident and ask if they are able to stop payment on any money you sent to scammers. Report charity scams to the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center. Your state attorney general takes reports of charity scams as well, as do some government agencies, such as some Secretary of State offices and Departments of Consumer Protection. The National Association of State Charities Officials has a list. For support and guidance, the trained fraud specialists at the free AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline, 877-908-3360, can share information on what to do next and how to avoid future scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network also offers online group support sessions. Resources. The Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance accredits charities according to a 20-point system that measures their effectiveness, finances, governance, and other metrics. You can search by charity and learn tips on selecting a charity. Charity Watch has a list of its top-rated charities, or you can search by charity and read an assessment of the organization along with how its metrics stack up in areas such as finance, governance, and transparency. Charity Navigator rates charities according to their leadership, culture, finances, and other areas. You can search by charity and see the ratings point by point. This story, originally posted in 2018, has been updated with new advice and statistics. Deidre Van Dyke is an AARP Associate Editor covering Social Security, caregiving, technology, and fraud. She previously worked at USA Today and Time, where she covered business, government, sustainability, and innovation. This article is from the Federal Trade Commission, and it provides some further details on how to research a charitable organization and how to avoid some tricks that scammers may use. Donating safely and avoiding scams. When you decide to support a cause you care about, you want your donation to count. Doing some research and planning your giving can help ensure your donations get where they'll do good. Here are tips to help you plan your donation and avoid scams. Do some research online. Looking for a charity to support? Search for a cause that you care about, like hurricane relief or homeless kids, in phrases like best charity or highly rated charity. When you consider giving to a specific charity, search its name plus complaint, review, rating, or scam. Use these organizations to help you research charities. The Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance and Charity Watch. The IRS's tax-exempt organization search tells you if your donation would be tax-deductible. You can find your state charity regulator at NASConnect, that's NASCONET.org. Most states require the charity or its fundraiser to register to ask for donations. Be careful how you pay. If someone wants donations in cash, by gift card, or by wiring money, don't do it. That's how scammers ask you to pay. To be safer, pay by credit card or check. It's a good practice to keep a record of all donations and review your statements closely to make sure that you're only charged the amount you agreed to donate and that you're not signed up to make a recurring donation. Before clicking on a link to donate online, make sure you know who is receiving your donation. Keep scammers' tricks in mind. Don't let anyone rush you into making a donation. That's something scammers do. Some scammers try to trick you into paying them by thanking you for a donation that you never made. Scammers can change caller ID to make a call look like it's from a local area code. Some scammers use names that sound a lot like the names of real charities. This is one reason it pays to do some research before giving. Scammers make lots of vague and sentimental claims, but give no specifics of how your donation will be used. Bogus organizations may claim that your donation is tax deductible when it is not. Guaranteeing sweepstakes winnings in exchange for a donation is not only a scam, it's illegal. If you see any red flags, or if you're not sure about how a charity will use your donation, consider giving to a different charity. There are many worthy organizations who will use your donation wisely. Report scams to reportfraud.ftc.gov. Find your state charity regulator at NASConnet.org, that's NASCONET.org, and report it to them too. Share any information you have, like the name of the organization or fundraiser, phone number, and what the fundraiser said. Our next article is on a more specific set of scams related to veterans charities. It includes some case histories and provides some insights on how to recognize these scams. It also comes from AARP. Watch out for veteran charity scams. Find out how to protect yourself against the worst offenders and ensure your donation goes where it's needed. By Deirdre Van Dyke. Updated August 20th, 2024. Originally published by AARP in December of 2018. As an Army veteran raising a daughter with cystic fibrosis, Lindy Meisner cared deeply about veterans' causes and sick children. When she met a man claiming to raise money for the Wounded Warriors Project and a children's charity while golfing in Scottsdale, Arizona, Meisner gave him her savings to support his efforts. When she tried contacting him to see how his initiative was going, he had disappeared. You would hope that an older guy in a polo sitting there talking about wounded warriors, that they would be a good person. Like, you just wouldn't think that they would target such vulnerable topics. But maybe that's the kicker. Because they know that it pulls on you, Meisner says in an episode of AARP's The Perfect Scam podcast, which details how police caught the scammer. Donors need to be on higher alert when they're solicited by veterans and military charities. Scammers pack a 1-2 punch, playing on both your empathy and your patriotism, says Laurie Styron, CEO of Charity Watch, an independent monitoring organization. Shady operators don't just steal or misspend money. They divert millions of dollars that might otherwise flow to the many honorable organizations providing housing, job training, mental health care, and other vital services to former military members and their families. How veteran charity scams work. You may be approached in person, by mail, email, text, or on the phone. Giving in the public society benefit category, which includes veterans, totaled $62.8 billion in 2023. Adjusted for inflation, that's up by more than 7% from the year before, according to GivingUSA. Here are a few ways scammers try to get a piece of those funds. Mimic genuine charities. Bogus military charities may reach out by direct mail, email, phone calls, or texts, often imitating well-known charities. Questionable operators are counting on the fact that you're not going to look further to see if that's the one you're thinking of, and you're just going to give, says Bennett Weiner, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance, which rates charities. Prey on your kind nature. They tell heartrending stories and use evocative images to appeal to your patriotism and sympathy. If you hesitate, they imply that veterans sacrificed for this country, but you're unwilling to help them. What I recommend is that people understand that there's a difference between being supportive of a cause and being supportive of a specific charity working in that cause, Styron says. Pretend you've given before. They claim you gave to them before and they're just following up on a promised donation or asking you to renew your contribution. They're trying to make it sound like you've already vetted them and you just forgot, Weiner says. Common signs of veteran charity scams. If you experience any of the following, it could be a sign of a scam. Pressure to donate immediately. A legitimate veterans charity will welcome your donation whenever you choose to make it. Fake invoices. Some bogus fundraisers disguise solicitations as bills, hoping you think you have to pay. A thank you for a donation you don't recall making. Phony fundraisers try to trick you into thinking you've given to the cause to lower your resistance to donating again. How to protect yourself. When a charity calls and you want to give, experts suggest using the call as a catalyst, but not giving on the spot. They urge donors to do their research before reaching for their wallet. You can think of it as, it's my duty as a donor to make sure that my donation isn't wasted. And any legitimate and ethical charity will understand that, Styron says. More on charity scams. Here are a few ways you can make sure that you're giving to a genuine charity. Do your research. Tell the person soliciting a donation that you can't donate until you do your research. Look into the kinds of programs the charity has, how long it has been around, and who is on its board of directors. The Wise Giving Alliance and Charity Watch have detailed information on how to research charities on their websites. Ask how a solicitor supports veterans. One charity might advocate or raise awareness about veterans' issues. Another might provide direct grants to veterans. Depending on what your goals are as a donor, you might want to donate to the one and not to the other. You might want to donate to both, Styron says. Check the rating. Charity Watch has a list of its top-rated charities, while the BBB's Wise Giving Alliance shows which charities have met each of its 20 standards. Other monitoring groups, such as Charity Navigator, provide ratings, reviews, and tax and financial data. Double-check solicitations. If a group claims to be raising funds on behalf of an organization, for example, Wounded Warrior Project, contact the charity and make sure fundraising is authorized, Weiner says. Give by credit card. Don't make a donation in cash, wire transfer, payment apps, cryptocurrency, or gift cards. Scammers prefer these payment methods because they're hard to trace. The safest way to donate is by credit card, which offers the greatest protection for consumers in case of fraud. Get a receipt. Legitimate charities will give you one showing the amount you gave. Check it against your credit card statement to make sure that you were charged only the amount you agreed to donate, if you've been targeted. Report it to your state attorney general's office or the agency that handles consumer protection. Many states regulate charities, and you can check the National Association of State Charity Officials for the appropriate office in your state. File a report to the Federal Trade Commission or the FBI's Internet Criminal Complaint Center. For his free support and guidance, train specialists at the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360 can share information on what to do next and how to avoid scams. AARP also offers resources for veterans who have been scammed. This story, originally published on December 3, 2018, has been updated with new information and interviews. Deidre Van Dyke is an AARP Associate Editor covering Social Security, caregiving, technology, and fraud. She previously worked at USA Today and Time, where she covered business, government, sustainability, and innovation. Our next article comes from the FBI, and it provides some specific information on how to avoid scams related to disaster or mass casualty charity appeals. A public service announcement from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, January 16, 2025. Beware of charitable fraud related to mass casualty and disaster events. The FBI is issuing this public service announcement to warn the public that scammers exploit mass casualty events and disasters, such as the New Year's Day terrorist attack in New Orleans and the ongoing wildfires in Los Angeles, to commit fraud by soliciting fake charitable donations to support victims or their families. Scammers may pose as disaster relief agencies to collect personal information, conduct charitable fraud schemes, or commit fraud against disaster assistance programs. Scammers may also impersonate official entities, celebrities, influencers, or other individuals. For example, a scammer might pose online as a high-profile victim to solicit donations. Artificial intelligence may be used to increase perceived legitimacy of a fraud or an impersonation. Criminals have used past crises as opportunities to target members of the public with fraudulent donation schemes. Scammers take advantage of catastrophic incidents, such as mass casualty events, terrorist attacks, war, natural disasters, or pandemics, to pose as charitable entities providing humanitarian aid or developing fundraising efforts, including money and cryptocurrency donations. Charitable fraud schemes associated with natural disasters are a common occurrence online, as well as through in-person collection drives. In 2024, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3, received more than 4,500 complaints reporting approximately $96 million in losses to fraudulent charities, crowdfunding accounts, and disaster relief campaigns. Tips to protect yourself. Do your own research before you donate to anything. Confirm the validity of any charitable opportunity. Best practices include, but are not limited to, verifying charities by researching the charity online to see if there are news articles, reviews, or posts linking the charity to fraud. Checking to see if the charity is registered with your state's charity regulator, if available. And checking with the Internal Revenue Service's website, https://www.irs.gov, to see if the charity is registered. Validating that crowdfunding efforts are supporting the beneficiaries advertised. Researching who is behind the crowdfunding request. Researching who the request is intended to benefit and if the need is legitimate. And reverse searching images and stories associated with the request, as scammers will often copy and paste material stolen from others. Be suspicious of online communications claiming to be from individuals affected by the events and seeking immediate financial assistance. Recognize that pressure to act fast may be a sign of a scam. Do not send payments to unknown individuals or organizations asking for financial assistance. Do not communicate with or open texts, posts, emails, attachments, or links from unknown individuals posing as entities soliciting charitable donations or humanitarian aid. Review email headers and domain information to evaluate legitimacy. Emails from official organizations almost never will come from free email services. IP addresses can reveal if the information is originating from overseas. Domain names and IP addresses' current registration information may be available through the registry at lookup.com. ICANN.org, if it was not restricted by the domain or IP address owner. If an unknown individual contacts you, do not release any financial or personal identifying information, PII, and do not send any money. If you have already donated funds and believe you are a victim of a scheme, do not pay additional fees or taxes to obtain a refund of your money. Do not pay for any services that claim they can recover lost funds. Do not use debit, gift, or prepaid cards for payment. Report it. If you believe you have been a victim of a financial internet scam or a fraudulent scheme related to the New Year's Day or other mass casualty events, please file a report with the FBI's IC3 at www.ic3.gov. If possible, include the following: identifying information about the individuals or charity, including name, phone number, address, email addresses, social media handles, etc. Financial transaction information, such as the date, type of payment, amount, account numbers involved, name and address of the receiving financial institution, and receiving cryptocurrency addresses. Describe your interaction with the individual, including how contact was initiated, such as the type of communication, purpose of the request for money, how you were told or instructed to make payment, what information you provided to the criminal actor, and any other details pertinent to your complaint. Well, that's all we have time for today. This has been Bob Decker, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.